ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, good evening once again. And welcome to beautiful Las Vegas Ballpark for another evening of exciting professional baseball. Tonight's contest features the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, the Tacoma Rainiers, and the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, your Las Vegas Aviators. It is now time for the Arby's. We have the meet starting lineups. Let us meet the Tacoma Rainiers. Leading off in center field, number 5, Taylor Trumbull. Batting second in left field, number 19, Cade Marta. Batting third, the first baseman, number 21, Cooper Hummel. Batting fourth, number 25, designated hitter, Mike Ford. Batting fifth at third base, number 10, Jay Shiner. Batting sixth, number 17, right fielder, Zach DeLuc. Batting seventh and shortstop, number 4.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators, AAA affiliate of the Oakland A's. This is game 3 of a 6-game series that has been very high scoring so far. The Rainiers won the opener in 10 innings on Tuesday. 9-8 was the final, and that we almost doubled that yesterday. We did double it. Yesterday, Vegas, still hilarious, but ended badly for the Rainiers. Vegas beat the Rainiers last night 18-17, scoring 10 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning and erasing a large, 7-run Tacoma Rainiers lead at that time. So very high-scoring games here. Pitchers not looking forward to it. Hitters very much looking forward to it. And we expect many more runs to be scored tonight here in Game 3 of this 6-game series. On the mound for the Rainiers, Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1-0 with a 3.00 ERA. He's allowed just 5 runs in 15 innings for Tacoma this year and has already been called up briefly by the Mariners. He'll make his 5th appearance, 4th start. He'll be opposed by veteran AAA right-hander Zach Neal of Las Vegas, who's in just his 2nd appearance of the year. Was with Albuquerque last season. Neal has pitched just 2 1/3 innings this year, allowing 2 runs. So Zach Neal goes for Las Vegas and Jose Rodriguez for the Tacoma Rainiers. Well, we had a roster move today that was a little bit of a surprise, I think. So we're going to cover that and get you up to speed on what's going on with the Rainiers roster when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Tacoma Red Deer is taking on the Las Vegas Aviators tonight. Game 3 of this 6-game series that continues with night games at 7.05 p.m. both tomorrow and Saturday. And then a day game here on Sunday at 12.05. Then the Red Deer's road trip continues with a week's worth of games in Salt Lake City. Tacoma is not going to be back home until Tuesday, May 9th. Well, the Red Deer's made a roster move today, and the Mariners let go a guy who's been with the Red Deer's a lot the last 3 years. Justice Sheffield released by the organization today after a very rough outing yesterday and, frankly, a tough start to his 2023 season. His first year as a reliever, allowing 17 runs in 8 1/3 innings with 11 walks issued, and just wasn't working for him here, although Sheffield continues to have good stuff. In fact, last night he hit 94 miles per hour, which for a lefty is a good velocity. And Sheffield, I'm sure, is going to get another opportunity with a different team in the very near future. But for now, he is no longer part of the Mariners organization. Taking his spot on the roster up from AA Arkansas, right-hand reliever Stephen Kolek. Like Sheffield, moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen this year, but with very different results. At Arkansas, Kolek in 5 games allowed just 1 hit in 7 2/3 innings with 11 strikeouts and just 2 walks. So Kolek bumped up to AAA Tacoma, and he's now in the bullpen. That's your Rainier's roster move for today. We'll check out the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
Rainier's fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Tacoma Red Deers, who have a record of 13 wins and 9 losses under manager John Russell. Leading off for the Mariners AAA club will be Taylor Trammell. Trammell is in center field. Batting second, left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, the first baseman Cooper Hummel. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth is third baseman Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Batting seventh is shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Jacob Nottingham. And batting ninth, second baseman Cesar Hernandez. On the mound for the Red Deers, Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 1-0 with a 3.00 ERA. The Las Vegas Aviators are 10-13 this year. The Oakland A's AAA club is managed by Fran Reardon. They're going to lead off with Nick Allen. Allen is the shortstop. Batting second, left fielder J.J. Bladé. Hitting third, right fielder Ramon Laureano on a rehab assignment. Batting cleanup, designated hitter Cody Thomas. Hitting fifth and doing the catching is Yoel Pozil. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pablo Reyes. Hitting seventh is second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting eighth and playing first base is Kyle McCann. And hitting ninth, center fielder, Max Schumann. On the mound, Zach Neal. Neal throwing his warm-ups right now. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch in the start of tonight's game right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer. Fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Aviators. Taylor Trammell leading things off, feeling better now and back in the lineup as he takes the first pitch of the game inside for a ball, 1-0, and we are underway. 89 degrees, our game time temperature here in Vegas. As now the pitch to Trammell is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Trammell played the first inning and a half of the opening game of this series on Tuesday and came out of the game. He's been ill, but feeling better now. And he takes inside for a ball, 2-1. So he's on a rehab assignment coming back from the broken hamate bone. And then he gets sick. But now he's ready to go. Neal with the 2-1 pitch to Trammell, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Trammell has 7 hits and 20 at-bats during this rehab assignment for a .350 average, and he hasn't had the opportunity to boost his hitting numbers here in this ballpark yet with just 2 at-bats in the first game. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Neal fans him, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. So Trammell goes down swinging. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. He's having fun here. He went 4-for-6 last night with 2 singles, a triple, and a homer. Stole 2 bases, scored 3 runs, drove in 4. A left-hand hitter. Neal on the third base end of the rubber into his motion to the pitch. He is swung on and pulled fair down the first baseline. That's going to be extra bases for Marlowe. He is on his way to second now and will stop there with a double. That's the hit he needed last night for the cycle. He gets it in his first at bat tonight. A one-out double for Marlowe. And there's the first of our hits today. Last night, the two teams combined for 39 hits and 35 runs. Cooper Hummel. Now the hitter. Switch hitter bats left against Zach Neal. Neal is set. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Hummel 0-for-4 with 2 walks in last night's game. Now the 1-0 swung on and yanked foul down the first baseline. Counts even, 1-1. Zach Neal working with catcher Yoel Pozo. A couple of veterans in this battery for the Aviators tonight. Neal's pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right. Not deep. Ramon Laureano makes the catch, and there is out number 2. And Laureano shows off his arm, firing it into third base on the fly. 2 outs in the top of the first, and now Mike Ford is the batter. Laureano here on a rehab assignment, by the way, coming back from a strained left groin, and this is his first game.
Ford.
So here's Mike Ford hitting .316 with six homers and a league-leading 30 runs batted in just 20 games played. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the third base side, and that's out of play. Owen won the count to Ford. Now the pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rainier's wearing the navy blue jerseys today with gray pants. Vegas wearing their home white. Here's the 1-1 to Ford, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike two. No wind blowing tonight. The conditions very similar to what we had last night. There was no wind blowing at the start of the game last night, and then it started to blow a little bit out towards right later on, but nothing serious to it. Neil goes to the rosin bag behind the mound. 34-year-old veteran. Now with his 1-2 pitch to Ford, and it's swung on and pulled to right field in the air, and this is going to be over the head of the right fielder Laureano, and it clears the fence. A two-run homer for Mike Ford, a line drive that just did get over the top of the fence and into the Aviators bullpen. Mike Ford with his seventh homer of the year, and Tacoma's on the board at the top of the first inning. It's 2-0. So Ford cranks one out of here to right field. And that one just barely snuck over the top of the fence. He did hit it 110 miles per hour off his bat. Here's Jake Shiner, who had a huge one yesterday, and he takes down low for a ball. Shiner homered twice. And he swings and fouls one back. He had four hits, a single, a double, two homers. He scored four runs and drove in six last night. Now he's behind in the count here, 0-2. A four-hit performance rescued his batting average. He's up to .229. He was under .200 before the game yesterday. Next pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-2. Now Neil into his motion, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a slider, and Shiner has struck out and the inning is over, but the Red Bears get two on the Mike Ford homer, two runs on two hits, no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first, Tacoma 2, Las Vegas coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Leading off here, Las Vegas Aviators is a shortstop.
Well, the Red Deers get two at the top of the first inning on Mike Ford's homer. And now they take the field for the first time. Jose Rodriguez on the hill. And the right-hander is ready to face Nick Allen, leading things off for Vegas. And the pitch is a fastball up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Allen hitting 262 in 10 games for Vegas with one homer. And he swings and lines one into right field, and that's going to be a base hit. Racing over to cut it off is DeLoach. Allen's stretching it, or trying to. The throw from DeLoach, the tag, not in time. Close play at second base. The throw had a lot of zip on it from Zach DeLoach. McCoy was a step off the bag when he had to step off the bag one step to field the throw, but then reached back to try to tag Allen and almost got him, but Allen is safe, and it's a leadoff double for the Las Vegas shortstop. And now J.J. Blade is the batter. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Blade, who's on a heater for Vegas. He's homered in three straight games. And he swings and grounds one straight up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit. Allen's around third, and he will score. It's a single and an RBI for Blade, and just four pitches into the bottom of the first inning, and Vegas has already scored a run. Now Ramon Laureano will be the batter. After yesterday's ridiculous 18-17 ball game, these two teams are now ranked first and second in the PCL in runs scored, as the first pitch to Laureano is outside for a ball. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. On the move, Trammell, and he's going to have to field it on a hop. Rounding second and on his way to third is Blade. He makes it there. It's a single for Laureano, and runners are at the quarters with nobody out for Cody Thomas. So Jose Rodriguez has allowed three straight hits to open this game. And now Cody Thomas, the cleanup hitter, is the batter. Mason McCoy had to call time and go to the dugout to switch gloves. There was something wrong with his glove, but he had another one right there in the dugout, so he's back out at shortstop now. Rodriguez is ready, gets the sign from Jacob Nottingham, and the pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Nottingham making the start behind the dish. At first base tonight is Hummel. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Cesar Hernandez is at second base, Mason McCoy at short, Jake Shiner at third today. Outfield is Marlowe in left, Trammell in center, and DeLoach in right. 1-1 pitch is hit in the air to center field. Trammell back a step or two to make the catch. He gets some forward momentum, gloves it. Tagging at third is Blade. The throw comes into second base. Blade scores. We're all tied up. It is 2-2. So a sack fly for Cody Thomas. And now Yoel Pozo is the hitter. Pozo, 3-for-10 in three games with a homer. Now the pitch is a fastball outside corner, called a strike. Computer umpire working this game tonight. We'll be back to human beings tomorrow. Next pitch to Pozo is fouled away. Pozo didn't even play until the sixth inning yesterday. And had a double and a homer and four runs batted in. Last night's game saw the Tacoma Rainiers establish 17 new season highs or lows. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side. Talking about categories like most runs scored, most runs allowed, most hits, most doubles, that those types of things. 17 categories. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Already two runs for each team in the first inning today. We'll see if Jose Rodriguez can prevent this from turning into a big inning. As the 1-2 is foul tipped at the plate, and it's still 1-2. I guess avoiding the big inning is now key in this series. Next pitch, fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. One-two pitch, grounded to short. Might be two. McCoy feeds Hernandez. There's one on to first. There's two. The Red Ears turn the double play. And that closes out the bottom of the first inning. Two-run score for Vegas on three hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the second inning. Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the second inning, Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 2. Zach Deloach to lead things off. Left-hand batter swings at the first pitch from Zach Neal and bounces it right to the second baseman, Zach Geloff, who throws him out. One pitch, one out in the top of the second inning. Deloach bounces out to the second baseman. McCoy now the hitter. Batting 259 with two homers, 12 runs batted in. And he takes outside. Now Next offering, swing, and a miss. 1-1 now. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Two-one pitch outside, ball three. McCoy yesterday walked three times and had a hit as well, so reached four times, scored two runs. Now hitting .259 with a .406 on base percentage. And he swings and rolls one to third, knocked down by Reyes, picks it up, but it's too late to make a throw, and McCoy is safe at first base. So he's on with one out at the top of the second inning. And now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. And we'll see how they score that. I think they're going to have to give an error to the third baseman, but we'll wait and see officially what it is. McCoy at first. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left center field. This is playable for the center fielder Schumann, who makes the catch, a step onto the warning track in left center. And that's the second out of the inning. So a ride given to that pitch by Jacob Nottingham, but caught by the center fielder. They did indeed give an error to the third baseman, Pablo Reyes. So two outs, a runner at first for Cesar Hernandez, the Red Deer's number nine man in the lineup, who leads the league in walks, 28 walks drawn, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez has more major league experience than anyone on the right ears, and he has the highest on-base percentage on the team, and he hits ninth in the order. Here's a pitch in for a strike, 1-1. Right now, Taylor Trammell's on the rehab assignment, and he's going to hit leadoff. We'll see what it looks like when Trammell's done. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So Hernandez behind to the count, 1-2. And the pitch from Neal is a swing and a miss, strike three, and the Rainiers do not score in the top of the second inning. That's strikeout number three for Neal. No runs or hits. There was an error and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second, Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 2.
Whoever just hit those brakes hard for no reason was definitely not you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, because you are a safe driver. Unlike most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So keep on being you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, and we'll keep on delivering the discounts. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Two-two tie ball game. The Red Ears and the Aviators go to the bottom of the second inning. Jose Rodriguez on the hill for the Red Ears tonight. And he'll face Pablo Reyes to start things off. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch on its way from Rodriguez. Little hesitation delivery. And the pitch is chopped on one hop to McCoy at short, who fields it and throws to first in time to get Reyes. And one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. McCoy's already got his original glove back. Remember last inning he had to switch it with one he had on the bench? Apparently it was repaired. And he's now got his gamer back. His favorite glove. Here's Zach Geloff, A's number two prospect according to Baseball America. And the right-hand hitter takes a strike, 0-1. Geloff 7-for-32 to start the season. He's only played in 9 games. He missed the first 2 weeks with an injury. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That is strike two. Geloff was on Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic, where he was teammates with the Raiders' first base coach, Ty Kelly. O-2 pitch to Geloff is high for a ball, 1-2. Geloff, 23 years old, second round pick in 2021, and he's been playing second base in this series. He takes outside for a ball. Two and two the count. And the pitch is low, ball three. So full count now. Now the pitch is just outside, ball four, and Geloff heads down to first base with a one-out walk. First walk issued by either team tonight. Geloff is aboard, and now Kyle McCann is the hitter. McCann playing first base today. Normally he's a catcher, but they've got Pozo behind the plate in this one, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch, strike one. The A's number one prospect overall, Tyler Soderstrom, getting a day off today. We'll probably see him behind the plate for Vegas tomorrow. 0-1 pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 the count. And the pitch is up and in, and Nottingham came out of his crouch because he thought Geloff was on the move. Geloff did bluff like he was going to steal, but he did not go through with the plan, and Nottingham was ready to fire. 2-1 the count to McCann, and the pitch is swung on and lined into right center, and that's going to be extra bases. It'll go all the way to the fence. Coming around third is Geloff. He's going to score. Around second and on his way to third is McCann. Here's the relay to Shiner, and it is not in time. A triple and an RBI for Kyle McCann. And Las Vegas has its first lead of the night, 3-2. So Kyle McCann with a triple to right center. His first triple of the year. Just a liner over second, and the outfield grass is fast here in this desert, and the ball hits that grass and it just shoots through all the way to the fence, and it got stopped by the fence next to the 380-foot sign in right center. Deloach had to run all the way out there to chase it down. Nottingham has just had a visit with Jose Rodriguez. Looks like the Raiders are going to bring the infield partway in. Max Schumann the batter. He had what turned out to be the game-winning hit yesterday. And he bunts it back to the mound. Suicide squeeze. Rodriguez throws to Nottingham, and they tag out McCann for the second out of the inning. Wow, what a gift for the Raiders. They'll take it. Schumann bunting it right back to the pitcher, Rodriguez, who throws out McCann at the plate. For the second out. So much offense in this park. I don't think the suicide squeeze is really necessary. There's a pitch outside for a ball to Allen. Although it was entertaining, for whatever that's worth. I enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. Failed miserably. Now a toss to first by Rodriguez, and back in standing up is Schumann. One-oh pitch coming, and it's a fastball for a strike. 1-1. Rodriguez trying to close out this inning. The 1-1 pitch fouled away. Strike two to Allen. Rodriguez hitting 93 on the gun with that last fastball. Now time called, and Allen steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Runner goes, pitches outside, no throw from Nottingham. Schumann steals second base. So he's in scoring position with two outs, and the count's 2-2 on Allen. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Rodriguez disposes of Allen with his slider, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. First strikeout for Jose Rodriguez. Vegas gets one run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
3-2 Vegas on top of Tacoma. We go to the third inning of play. Top of the order coming up for the Rainiers. Taylor Trammell, Cade Marlowe, and Cooper Hummel. Trammell struck out swinging in the first. Zach Neal into his motion, and the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Zach Neal back in the A's organization He played in the A system from 2013 through 2017. Reached the big leagues with them in 2017 as his next pitch misses for a ball. 2016 as well was in the majors. He's played for Oakland A's AAA teams in three different cities. He's played for Sacramento when they were an A's affiliate in 2014, Nashville when they were an A's affiliate in 2015, 16, and 17, and now Vegas when they're an A's affiliate. His pitch is low to Trammell, 1-2. He's also pitched in the PCL for Oklahoma City and Albuquerque. He's played for five PCL teams. Trammell hits a one-hopper back to Neal, who fields it and throws out Trammell at first base, one out in the top of the third inning. Neal has also pitched in the International League with just one team, Louisville. And he's pitched in Japan. He was in Japan for 3 years, 2019, 20, and 21, with the Cebu Lions. Here's his pitch to Cade Marlowe. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now a swing and a ball pulled foul down the first baseline. All right, he's pitched for five PCL teams. Let's check. How many does Tommy Malone have? I don't think Malone has. He's not that close. Here's one inside for a ball to Marlowe. Malone only has Sacramento and Tacoma. Okay, he's got a bunch of International League teams. 1-2 pitch down low. Two balls, two strikes to Marlowe. Now the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, came in on his hands, and Marlowe has struck out. So two men are gone. And now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Neal has struck out four. Hummel flied to right field earlier, he's 0 for 1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Oh, a 2 the count. Neal into his motion of the pitch is swung on and hit on one hop off the handle of the bat to the second baseman, and Geloff fields it and throws out Hummel, and the Red Ears go in order in the third. And Zach Neal is doing something that no pitcher the Red Ears have faced in a while has done. He's throwing strikes. Three up, three down at the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the inning. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
3-2, Vegas with the lead over the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and the first pitch from Jose Rodriguez to J.J. Blade is hit a mile high on the infield, and it's caught by McCoy. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the third. J.J. Blade pops up, and now Ramon Laureano will be the hitter. Two things always happen when the Raiders are playing Las Vegas. Ramon Laureano's here on a rehab assignment, and a new UNLV football coach throws out the ceremonial first pitch. Here's one outside to Laureano. There's ball one. He's on the A's injured list with a strained left groin. Has already played in 15 big league games this year. 55 at-bats, hitting .218 with a couple of homers. Takes outside to Adele. You know the A's would love to get him back in the lineup. As the 2-0 pitch is lined towards left, and Marlowe's going to have to play it off the fence. He tried to cut it off and couldn't get there in time. And Laureano will trot into second base with a one-out double. He's 2-for-2 today. And now Cody Thomas will be the batter. Thomas hit a sack fly in the first. His only plate appearance so far. Here's the pitch to Thomas, and it is up high and inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is cued over third and into left. That's a base hit fielded by Marlowe coming to third and stopping there is Laureano. Cody Thomas with an opposite field base hit, and he now has a six-game hitting streak. And runners are at first and third with one out for Yoel Pozo. Pozo grounded into a double play in the first inning, and the Raiders would like to see that again. Now Jacob Nottingham flashing some signals to the infielders. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez, and it is swung on and rolled up the middle and fielded behind second by Hernandez. Goes to McCoy for one. On to first, there's two. The Raiders turn the double play and escape the jam with no runs on the scoreboard for Vegas. Hernandez fielded that well behind the second base bag, had to shovel it to McCoy, who was awkwardly positioned to relay it to first. He had to reset himself, but still had time to get it there to double up Yoel Pozo. No runs on two hits and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not
not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One-run game, Vegas 3, Tacoma 2, and we move now towards the fourth inning. Right here scored their runs in the first when Mike Ford pulled a two-run homer to right field. Just did clear the top of the fence, a line drive. And Ford's going to lead things off here in the fourth. Zach Neal still on the hill. And his pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ford raised his league-leading RBI total up to 32 in the first inning. He takes inside for a ball. And the guy closest to him is in this game also. Las Vegas' Cody Thomas has 28 now, as he's also driven in a run today. 2-0 pitch to Ford. Bounced foul at the first baseline, and the count's 1-2. So two balls, one strike to Ford, and the pitch from Neal is a swing and a miss, and the count's even. Well, 2-2. Now a swing and a foul laced down the first baseline, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Even count to Ford, leading things off, and the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Now the 2-2 again, outside, a fastball. Counts full, 3-2. Here comes the payoff. And it swung on and popped up foul, and that's going to get out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2, grounded foul again. And this is really becoming a long plate appearance for Mike Ford. And the Rainiers have not had a batter grind out a plate appearance like this yet tonight against Zach Neal, which is kind of unlike the Rainiers lineup these days. They typically have a lot of long plate appearances and really pressure the opposing pitcher. Ford chops one up the first baseline. It trickles and goes foul. It just did go foul. The first baseman, McCann, was trying to grab it while it was in fair territory because he would have been able to turn it into an out. The plate umpire, Marco, called it foul. And now all kinds of things are going on. First off, Fran Reardon is arguing with the plate umpire, saying it was a fair ball. Second off, Mike Ford running that out seems to have injured his leg, and he is moving around a little slowly, and it's the left leg, and I'm not sure if he turned an ankle or if he may have slightly strained a muscle, but he's being checked on by the trainer, Eric Quinney, and now John Russell's out there as well. Ford's walking back to the batter's box like he has every intention of completing this at bat, but he's also limping. He's going to take some practice cuts. Ford is the DH today, so if he can finish this at bat, and if he has to run the bases, he could then sit in the dugout for a few innings before his next at bat while the trainer does any work that needs to be done on his leg, and they could make a decision after that. Well, 3-2, he stands in, and the pitch from Neal is down and in, ball four. So Ford ends up drawing the walk. A leadoff walk here at the top of the fourth. First walk issued by Zach Neal, and Ford lightly trots down to first base. And he's going to attempt to run for himself here. Here's Jake Shiner. And the pitch is swung on and belted towards center, but it hangs up a bit, and Max Schumann's there to make the catch. Shiner retired on one pitch, a fly out to straightaway center. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach grounded to second earlier. He's 0 for 1, and he takes a strike. Now a swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. Oh, and to the count. And the pitch is waved at and missed. That strike three, and DeLoach has struck out, and two men are gone in the fourth inning, and that's strikeout number five for Zach Neal. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. And the pitch to McCoy is hit well towards center field. Back is Schumann, but he's going to have room, and he'll make the catch. And the inning is over. Red Deers do not score in the fourth. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go now to the bottom of the fourth inning with the score, Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
3-2, Vegas leads the Red Deers. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Pablo Reyes, Zach Geloff, and Kyle McCann to bat. Jose Rodriguez on the hill. He's gotten two double play balls to help him along his way so far. Reyes stands it. He grounded out earlier, 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken on the outside edge for a called strike. We'll check out what happened around the league in last night's games. Now the 0-1 lowed outside. Correction, delayed strike call on the automated system. 0-2 to Reyes, who calls timeout. I think he was a little surprised by that late call. And now he's back in the batter's box. First place Oklahoma City got rained out against Sacramento yesterday. They're playing two today as Reyes lines the 0-2 pitch into right field for a clean base hit. Already the seventh hit for Las Vegas tonight after they had 23 of them yesterday. Now Zach Geloff is the batter. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 8-2 yesterday. The league's top starting pitcher so far did it again. Cody Bradford for Round Rock. Five shutout innings of three-hit ball. Didn't walk anyone, struck out four. He's 5-0. Here's a swing and a rocket to center field. Back is Trammell. Still going back, reaching up, can't get it. It's over his head and bounces away from him. Reyes is around third. He's going to score. Coming to third is Geloff. He stops there with a triple and an RBI, and it is 4-2 Las Vegas. Second triple of the game for the Aviators as that ball was roped over the head of Trammell in center. And now there's a runner at third with no one out and Kyle McCann at the plate. They tripled to drive in a run in the second. Rainiers bring the infield in. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Cody Bradford, 5-0 for Round Rock, has an ERA of 0.64. He has not pitched here in Las Vegas yet, I'll tell you that. 1-0 to McCann is inside for a ball, 2-0. Round Rock had a couple hits, a homer, and three runs scored by Blaine Krim. Here's a swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side, counts 2-1. El Paso beat Salt Lake last night 6-4, despite two home runs by Salt Lake's Trey Cabbage. 2-1 pitch, bounced up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit for McCann, and Geloff scores easily. And it is 5-2 Las Vegas. Three straight hits here to start the fourth. Nine hits now for the Aviators. Max Schumann will be the hitter.
Schumann
was, well, he reached on a fielder's choice on an ill-advised suicide squeeze attempt in the second inning. And he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Reno hammered Sugarland last night, 13-4 at Greater Nevada Field. Dominic Fletcher had three hits, a homer, and three runs batted in. Here's a grounder to short. McCoy feeds Hernandez. There's one on to first. There's two. A double play. The third double play the Red Ears have turned in the infield. And now there are two men gone and no one on base for Nick Allen.
The shortstop number 10, Nick Allen.
Allen's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored so far. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. In that Reno game, Phillip Evans reached base five times with two hits and three walks. Evans for Reno is doing the same type of thing that Cesar Hernandez is doing for the Red Ears, reaching base over half the time with a combination of singles, doubles, and walks. A lot of walks especially. Evans actually has a higher on base percentage at 556. Here's a swing and a ball roped into the gap in left center field, and that's going to go off the wall. Extra bases for Allen, who will stop at second with his second double of the game. So Nick Allen doubles to left center. And the inning continues for Las Vegas. Now J.J. Bladé will be the batter. Bladé's 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI and a run scored. And now a trip to the mound by Matt Pierpont, who's filling in as the Rainiers pitching coach this week. He's the Mariners assistant minor league pitching coordinator. He's talking to Jose Rodriguez and Jacob Nottingham. After yesterday's 18-17 game, Pierpont led a pitching staff meeting out in left field a couple hours ago before the game. I mean, that's including this one. There's still four games left in this series. Well, here's the pitch now to Bladé, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Bladé's a dangerous hitter, and he's having a big series. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and cranked to center field. Back is Trebell, backpedaling. Edge of the warning track, he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Bladé lines out to deep center, Trammell hauling it in. Two-run score at the bottom of the fourth. On four hits, there were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
On to the fifth inning, it's Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Rainiers with just two hits through four innings and two runs. Zach Neal, however, is done. The Aviators have gone to the bullpen and brought in right-hander Aaron Wilkerson. His first pitch to Jacob Nottingham is in there for a called strike. The key to Neal's success is that he only walked one batter in four innings instead of six or seven, like so many other pitchers have against the Rainiers this year. Here's one outside now to Nottingham, and the count's even, 1-1. So Wilkerson in. It's his second appearance. He's only gone two innings this year and allowed two runs. Next pitch waved at and missed. Strike two. Wilkerson just signed as a free agent. Played in Japan last year for Hanshin Tigers. And he's 33 years old. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Nottingham, and it's up and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Neal went four innings, allowed two hits, two runs both earned, walked one, struck out five. Now a breaking ball inside to Nottingham, almost grazed him, but didn't. Counts even 2-2. Here's the 3-2 coming. And it's pulled in the air down the left field line towards the corner, and it hooks and goes foul into the seats. Still 3-2. Bigger crowd on hand tonight than we saw the last two nights. It's $2 beer night here in Vegas. Needed that last night. 3-2 pitch to Nottingham is hit well to left field, deep and back, and this is gone. Jacob Nottingham goes deep to left field, his third home run of the year, and it is now Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. Nottingham with a rocket to left, and he circles the bases. And now Cesar Hernandez will bat. So Nottingham flied to deep center against Neal his first time up, and then faces Wilkerson his second time up and takes him out. Pitch to Cesar Hernandez is in there for a strike. That was the Rainiers' 35th home run of the year as a team. They're fourth in the league in homers. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1 to Hernandez. Now the 1-1 pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. The next pitch is in. They'll call it a strike on the inside corner, and Hernandez goes down looking. His eye has been so good that you don't see that very often, going down on a called strike three. But they just got him there. So one out in the fifth, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. He has struck out and grounded out so far. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. A strike has just been given to Trammell on a pitch clock violation. And the 0-2 pitch, he pulls into right field, a base hit. So Trammell is on with a one-out single. They give him a strike to make it 0-2 because of a pitch clock, so he just singles on the next pitch. Pulls it into right field. Trammell's hit safely in all seven games of his rehab assignment. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter. He's one for two with a double and a run scored. He's now hit safely in 8 of 9 games played in this year. And he takes down low for a ball. And Marlowe has a 4-game hitting streak going, during which he has 8 hits and 17 at-bats. The 1-0 is fouled away, and the count's even now, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it swung on and fouled back, and that's strike two. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. They went up and in on Marlowe and got him to chase. Second strikeout for Wilkerson. And now Cooper Hummel will bat for his third time. He's 0-2. And the pitch from Wilkerson is over for a strike. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to shallow left. Going back, Allen, the shortstop in shallow left field. He makes the catch. Hummel is retired. And that does it for Tacoma in the fifth. Rainiers get a run back on the Nottingham homer. There were two hits, no errors, and one runner left. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score. Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Moving on to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark, Ramon Laureano leading things off. Jose Rodriguez on the hill, first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Vegas leading this game over the Red Ears 5-3. In the first four innings, they've had 10 hits against Jose Rodriguez. But the Red Ears have turned three double plays. So here's one low and outside to Laureano. Now the 1-1 from Rodriguez. Down low, two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch bounced up the middle, and it's going to get through for a base hit between McCoy and Hernandez and into center field. So Laureano has his third hit of the game, bouncing one through the center of the diamond. And now Cody Thomas is the hitter.
Number 12, Cody Thomas.
Thomas has a sac fly and a single in this one. 1-1. And the pitch, double play, grounder to second. Hernandez to McCoy. There's one on to first, and there's two. The Red Ears turn their fourth double play of the game. All of them involving McCoy and Cesar Hernandez. There have been two on balls grounded to shortstop, 6-4-3s, and two on balls grounded to second base, 4-6-3s. So two down in the bottom of the fifth, and now here's Pozo. And the pitch to Yoel is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards right center, shallow. Trammell coming in, can't get there in time. It drops for a hit. Pozo singles to center with two outs, and now Pablo Reyes will be the batter. Reyes, 1-for-2 in this game with a single. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Rodriguez trying to close out the fifth. As here's one up and in for a ball, 2-0. Scoreless half innings have been very difficult to pitch in this series, and there's an opportunity for one right here for Rodriguez. 2-0 pitch, high ball 3. Now the 3-0 is high ball 4, a 4-pitch walk, just the second walk issued by Rodriguez. And there are two on with two outs for Zach Geloff, who has walked and tripled and scored two runs and driven one in. Geloff. Right-hand hitter stands in. And here's a swing and a ground ball. Base hit into left field. Coming around third is Pozo. He's headed home. The throw from Marlowe to the plate is cut off. Relay down to second. Tag applied, and they get Geloff for the final out of the inning. But Pozo has scored. And then Geloff, who singled, is thrown out at second base. Play went 7-3-4, if you're keeping score. The first baseman cut it off and threw down to Cesar Hernandez, who put the tag on Geloff. But a run scores, and Vegas adds to its total. In the inning, one run on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. And we go to the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. The Raiders need to get the offense going. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 3. Mike Ford to lead things off. He's already homered and walked today, and the pitch from Aaron Wilkerson misses for a ball 1-0. Now Wilkerson with the next pitch, and it misses for a ball. Now Ford swings and pulls a ground ball, throw into right field, a base hit. So Ford is on again. His third time reaching in this game, his second hit. Leadoff man is aboard for Jake Shiner.
The third baseman, number 10, Jake Shiner.
Shiner's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Wilkerson on the hill. He's got a little big league time with the Brewers scattered across three seasons, 2017, 18, and 19. And his pitch to Shiner is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. He had a good year in 2019 in this league. As here's a swing and a miss by Shiner. The lone season that San Antonio played in the Pacific Coast League prior to the reorganization of the minors. And he went 8-2 for San Antonio that year with a 3.5 ERA. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Shiner. And it is just outside for a ball, 1-2. Time called because of a bird on the infield. Pablo Reyes just shooshed it into foul territory, so now it's near the third base coach's box. Oh no, it's coming back into the field of play. It's in fair territory. They throw the pitch anyway, and it's high, and now Reyes is going to try to get it to go away again, and now it's flying right at the Raiders dugout, and everyone bails out, and then it took a left, and this bird just landed on a ledge in front of the front row of seats behind home plate. Now the next pitch, take it up high for a ball. Now it's back down on the field again, but in foul territory. He just likes to, he wants to get involved in the game. Clearly never seen the Randy Johnson video. 3-2 pitch. High ball four, a walk to Shiner, and Ford takes second. And now the Raiders have the tying run coming to the plate.
Number 17, Zach
Deloach. Zach Deloach hit a three-run homer yesterday. Today he's been quiet, 0 for 2. Eric Ferris, the Raiders' third base coach, just made the bird fly away, and the bird flew out to shortstop and is now just standing there in the infield dirt next to Nick Allen. That's like an extra defensive player. Pitch to Deloach is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. So the bird is playing shortstop, which allows Allen to go shade up the middle. 0-1 pitch is cranked to right field, deep. Back goes Laureano, and he catches it right up against the fence. Tagging it second is Ford. He advances to third. Holding it first is Shiner, and runners are at the corners. Deloach nearly got another three-run homer, but just came up a little short.
Mason.
Runners at the corners with
McCoy.
One out for Mason McCoy. Despite the ball being put in play and players moving all around the left side of the infield, including the base runner tagging and going to third. The bird did not fly away. He's still walking around the field out there, deep shortstop. Pitch to Mason McCoy is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now he's gone off into the shallow left field area on the grass and hanging out there. One oh pitch coming. And it's outside to McCoy. Two balls, no strikes. Bird feels like he's one of the Vegas players, you know. They're the aviators, and that bird's definitely an aviator, too. Feels like he belongs. Here's a swing and a fly down the right field line towards the corner. Laureano in foul ground makes the catch. Tagging at third is Ford. He's going for it. Laureano has a cannon. The throw is not in time. Ford scores, and taking second base is Shiner, and it is 6-4. So a sacrifice fly for McCoy, and technically a foul ball, too. But a sack fly and an RBI. Rainier's making a two-run game, and here's Nottingham, who homered just last inning, and he's representing the tying run. Now the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. And it is in there for a strike. 1-1. One pitch coming. Swung on and fouled away. 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Nottingham goes down swinging, and that closes out the top of the sixth inning, but the Rainiers get a run back. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team Provac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4. Jose Rodriguez on the hill. He's going to face Kyle McCann leading things off, and the first pitch is fouled out of play. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to McCann. Rodriguez right around 70 pitches at the moment. Good to see him get some innings today, as here's one outside for a ball. Yesterday, the Rainiers actually only used four relievers because Eric Stout went 2 1/3. So here's one outside for a ball. Two-one pitch, swinging and a miss. In yesterday's game for both teams, other than the Vegas reliever who faced only one batter, there was just one pitcher for both teams who was able to pitch a scoreless inning. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes McCann. And have a zero in the runs column in the box score. And that was Jared Bayless for the Rainiers, who pitched a scoreless eighth inning. And he had just joined the team from Class A Modesto, where he had an ERA over 8. Everything about last night's game made no sense. Max Schumann now the hitter, right-hand batter, and he takes low and away for a ball. 8,087 the attendance tonight here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Next pitch goes to ball two, 2-0. We need to take a look at what happened around the farm system last night, as here's a check swing by Schumann for a strike, 2-1. Double A Arkansas got rained out against Tulsa last night at home. They're playing a doubleheader today, or at least trying to. So now the 2-1 to Schumann over for a strike, 2-2. The A-ball teams played, though, and they both won. The Emps farm system is rolling right now in terms of wins and losses. All four teams are several games over 500. Arkansas 10-6. Everett, Advanced Class A, they beat Spokane on the road last night, 9-4. They have 10 wins and 6 losses. Outfielder Alberto Rodriguez, 4 hits, a homer, and 4 runs batted in yesterday. Sears went inside to Schumann, and the count is full, 3-2. And Joaquin Cabrera hit another homer and had 2 hits for Everett. 3-2 to Schumann is inside, and it hit him. He turned his back on it and got plunked. So Schumann hit by the pitch, and he'll head down to first base, and that sets up the double play possibility. The Rainiers have already turned 4 double plays in the infield. Now Nick Allen is the batter. Allen's 2-for-3 with 2 doubles and a run scored. And the pitch is a strike. Allen was showing bunt but pulled the bat back. Good start at Everett last night for Juan Mercedes. Went 6 innings without walking anybody. Got the win. Turning a throw to first, diving in safely is Schumann. Even better start at Low A Modesto from Brandon Schaefer, who struck out 10 and walked 1 over 6 innings against Stockton, the A's affiliate. Allowed just 1 run in 6 innings. Another pickoff move. And back in is Schumann. And now Rodriguez can't make another pickoff move during this current plate appearance. He can no longer disengage from the rubber. It would be a balk. Now his pitch is swung out and looped over second, and that's going to drop on the outfield grass for a base hit. Schumann goes all the way to third. Nick Allen with a soft single to right. And Vegas has runners at the quarters with one out for J.J. Blade. Blade is 1-for-3 with a single and an RBI today. Modesto won last night 2-1. They were down 1-0 going to the bottom of the ninth, and they scored twice to win it. Josh Hood hit an RBI double to tie it, and then they won the game on a sack fly off the bat of Tatum Levins. Modesto's 10-7 on the year. There goes the runner from first. Pitch is a strike. No throw by Nottingham. Allen steals second base. That takes the double play out of order. There is a pinch hitter in the on-deck circle where Laureano is supposed to be hitting. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two as the infield has been brought in. Trenton Brooks is in the on-deck circle for Vegas. Rainiers are warming up Rob Kaminsky in the bullpen. O2 pitch, down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. So Mariners minor league records, Modesto's 10-7, Everett 10-6, Arkansas 10-6, and Tacoma 13-9. Everyone's 3 or 4 games over 500. 1-2 from Rodriguez is lifted foul down the left field line. Still 1-2. Rodriguez approaching 90 pitches now. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul and a changeup, and Blade just got a piece of it to stay alive. Still 1-2. Blade looks out towards Rodriguez. Now the 1-2. High for a ball. 2-2. Blade got his first taste of the big leagues last year with the Marlins. He was their first round pick out of Vanderbilt in 2019. 2-2 pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Blade had been a big college baseball star at Vandy. Parlayed that into the fourth overall pick in 2019 by the Marlins. Now the next pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. Count is full. The Marlins gave him pretty good opportunity last year. He had over 200 at bats and played in 65 games. But he hit 167. 3-2 pitch from Jose Rodriguez is high, ball four, and they're loaded up. So the bases are loaded with one out. It's Ramon Laureano's spot in the lineup, but he is going to be pinch hit for. By the left-hand hitter, Trenton Brooks. And once that becomes official, John Russell is out of the dugout. And he is going to make the move here and bring in the left-hander Rob Kaminsky to try to escape this jam. So we've got a lot of moving parts right now. We'll take a break for this pitching change. The bases are loaded with one out at the bottom of the sixth. Las Vegas leading Tacoma 6-4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop,
walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4. And the Aviators have the bases loaded with one out. The pitch hitter is Trenton Brooks. And the new pitcher for the Red Ears is Rob Kaminsky. So Brooks is a left-hand hitter. Kaminsky, left-hand reliever. Kaminsky in four appearances is 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA. His relief work on Tuesday was crucial in the Rainiers' 9-8 victory as he got out of a nasty jam similar to this in the seventh inning of that game. Brooks stands in. He's hitting .317 in 18 games with four homers, 14 runs batted in, and Kaminsky's pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. There's strike one. Kaminsky, relatively new to the Rainiers, joined the team a little late. Re-signed by the Mariners after he had been with AA Arkansas last year but was a free agent. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Apparently there was a pitch clock violation along the way. So 2-1 to Brooks. Kaminsky's pitch now is inside, a breaking ball that missed in, and it's 3-1, and there's nowhere to put him. So three balls, one strike to Trenton Brooks. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Curveball there from Kaminsky, and the count goes full, 3-2. Kaminsky would love a strikeout here. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. Breaking ball on the outside edge, and Brooks goes down looking, and that's the second out of the inning, and a huge one right there. Two away. And now Cody Thomas, another left-hand hitter, comes to the plate. Thomas, 1-for-2 with a single. Sacrifice fly and an RBI, and is hit into a double play. Kaminsky is set. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball low. 1-0 the count. Now Kaminsky's ready, and this pitch is swung on. It bounced slowly to second. Cesar Hernandez scoops it up, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over, and Kaminsky escapes another inherited jam. He did it on Tuesday, and he does it today, entering the game with the bases loaded and one out and getting out of it with no run scoring. No runs on a hit and three left for Vegas. We go to the seventh inning. It's Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality
quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. It's Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4. Cesar Hernandez leads things off. Switch hitter bats left against Aaron Wilkerson. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Trenton Brooks, who pinch hit for Ramon Laureano in the bottom of the sixth, stays in the game in right field. Sears one in for a strike to Hernandez, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Hernandez has not reached base yet today. Not sure what's going on. 0-2. He has reached base safely in 11 straight in 18 of his 19 games this year. He swings and misses. Counts even, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Is pulled foul down the right field line. So it is still two balls and two strikes. Now the next pitch is high, ball 3. Payoff pitch coming, and it is a check swing foul tip. Hernandez stays alive, barely. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now Aaron Wilkerson into his motion, and the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Hernandez has struck out for his third time tonight. Wilkerson has struck out 4 in 2 1/3 innings. Taylor Trammell now the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single tonight.
Taylor Trammell.
Here's the pitch from Wilkerson. And it is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is high and away for a ball, 2-0. And now a swing and a grounder right to the second baseman, Geloff, who throws out Trammell at first base, 2 away in the top of the seventh inning. Rainiers have been limited to just 5 hits and 4 runs, and we're in the seventh inning. Yesterday, 17 runs, 16 hits. Not enough to win the game, but quite the offensive outburst. 9 runs in the first game of this series, and that was on 16 hits. That was enough to win that night, as here's one high to Marlowe for a ball. And very much in this game, just down by 2, but the bats have been quiet. Next pitch to Marlowe is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 1-1. Next pitch is laced right to the second baseman and caught by Geloff for the final out at the top of the seventh inning. Right, here's go in order for the second time tonight. 3 up, 3 down in the top of the seventh. We've reached the stretch here in Vegas with the score, Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4. New pitcher in for the Red Ears, Ryder Ryan in from the pen. Another great job for Rob Kaminsky, who retired both batters he faced with a strikeout to end the sixth and escape a bases loaded jam with no run scoring. The starter, Jose Rodriguez, went 5 1/3, allowed 14 hits and 6 runs all earned. Walked 3 and struck out 2. And got 4 double play grounders. So Ryan in, and his first pitch to Pozo is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike 1. Ryan has pitched 3 scoreless innings since joining the Red Ears off the injured list. This is his 4th appearance. He's gone 1 inning each time. 0-1 pitch is pulled foul down the left field line. There's strike 2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Mariners were in action today. They lost to the Phillies 1-0. George Kirby pitched a complete game and lost. Allowed 1 run on 4 hits over 8 innings. Here's a swing and a liner towards right center. Trammell closing in on it, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the seventh. Pozo flies to center. And now Pablo Reyes will be the batter. So the Mariners are now 11-14. They dropped 2 out of 3 at Philly. Now they're going north of the border to Toronto. And 3 games up there against a Blue Jays team that's been hot to start the season. Pitch to Reyes is in there for a strike. And Toronto also was off today, so they had a day off before they start the series. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Mariners only had 3 hits today, 2 by catcher Tom Murphy. 1-1 to Reyes is hit in the air towards deep center. Back is Trammell. He reaches up and can't get it. Ball's going to bounce around near the 415-foot sign. Reyes is around second on his way to third, and he's in there with a one-out triple. Third triple of this game for the Aviators. Pablo Reyes lining one over the head of Trammell at center field. And now Zach Geloff will be the batter. Right, here's will have to bring the infield in again. Geloff hasn't made an out today. He has singled, tripled, and walked and scored two runs and driven in two runs. Here's the pitch from Ryan, and it is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Big batter for the Rainiers here. So the 1-0 is in for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. That's the "We Want Tacos" chant. It makes sense. I'll explain. Here's a swing and a fly towards right center. They got tacos. It's deep and back and gone. Two-run home run for Zach Geloff. It is now 8-4 Las Vegas. Geloff with his first home run of the season. He hit 5 in just 9 games for Vegas last year. So when the Aviators score 7 or more runs in a game, a local business gives the fans a free taco if they show their ticket stub. And thus the "We Want Tacos" chant, as here's a foul out of play by McCann. They must give away an incredible number of free tacos, because these guys score, I mean, everyone scores 7 runs a game in Vegas. That number should be more like 12. Well, the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. Strike 2. Earlier today, just to give you an idea on this ballpark, earlier today there was a big high school game here that was played here with the Bishop Gorman, one of the big athletic high schools here that turns out all kinds of college athletes. They were hosting someone else, and they actually had it booked way ahead of time, and they had canceled batting practice for the Red Ears and Aviators to have this game, and there were people here watching it. They had fans. So now the 1-2 is low for a ball, 2-2. But it was a high school game played on this AAA field. The high school coach had his outfielders playing extremely deep, really just a couple of steps in front of the warning track. So here's one inside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. The high school outfielders were playing just as deep, if not a little deeper, than the Rainiers outfielders are playing right now. The ball just flies here. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes McCann, and there's the second out. Now, Max Schumann will hit. He's 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch. Right-hand batter. Now here's a pitch in there for a called strike to Schumann. 0-1 the count. Oh-1 pitch. In there for a strike, 0-2. The amazing thing was the score of the high school game, which was a 7-inning game, was 4-2. How did that happen? 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. We were joking in the press box. Well, they threw strikes and got people out. Now the 1-2 on its way. Swung on and hit in the air towards left center. Trammell ranging over onto the warning track, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. But Vegas gets two big insurance runs on two hits, including the homer by Zach Gelof. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 4.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 4. New pitcher for Vegas, left-hander Garrett Williams takes over. The only lefty they have in their pen. Cooper Hummel turns around and bats right-handed, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Williams in 8 appearances for Las Vegas. No record of 3.86 ERA, and he has a couple of saves. 1-0 pitch is outside, ball 2. He pitched 2 1/3 scoreless innings in the series opener on Tuesday. Williams 2-0 to Hummel is high, ball 3. Aaron Wilkerson went 3 innings for Vegas, allowed 3 hits and 2 runs. They were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 4. Now the 3-0 is outside, ball 4, 4-pitch walk. Hummel heads down to first base. Maybe that'll get things going for the right ears. Mike Ford now the batter. He's reached all 3 times today with a single, a walk, and a homer. Now the pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch in there for a strike. One pitch, breaking ball down and in. 2 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch, swung on and hit in the air on the left side. And the shortstop, no, the third baseman, Reyes, makes the catch. And Ford is retired.
Third baseman number 10, Jake Shiner.
So Jake Shiner will now be the batter. Shiner is a right-hand hitter, 0 for 2 with a walk so far. There goes the runner. The pitch is up and away. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Hummel steals second. He's been running a lot since joining the Rainiers. That's his fourth steal in just 4 games. So he puts himself in scoring position. Want to know the count to Shiner, who's been quiet tonight after his six RBI game yesterday. And he swings and bounces one foul on the third base side. One ball, one strike to the right here's third baseman today. Shiner's a corner man. He can play first base, third base, left field. They haven't put him in right field yet, I don't think. Not that I can remember. He hits one to right field. There's a base hit off the end of the bat. Coming around third is Hummel. He's going to score as the throw comes into second base. It's a single and an RBI for Jake Shiner, and it is now 8-5. So Shiner has his first hit of the night and picks up an RBI. And now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. Rainiers drawing a little bit closer. DeLoach is 0-3 with a ground out, a strikeout, and a deep flyout. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. And it's low and away, ball two. Now time called by the catcher, Pozo. He's going to go to the mound and talk to Williams. The Rainiers need just one more base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. It can happen very quickly in this ballpark, as we learned firsthand last night, that's for sure. If you missed what happened yesterday, the Rainiers were ahead 15-8 at the seventh inning stretch. And Las Vegas scored 10 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And it is low for a ball. 3-0 the count to DeLoach. There's a right-hander warming for Vegas. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. On deck is McCoy. After him is Nottingham. 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four. That'll bring the tying run to the plate. Shiner takes second, and DeLoach heads down to first. He's now reached base in 11 straight games. Now jogging out of the dugout is the Las Vegas pitching coach, Brian Corey, to talk things over with Williams. McCoy's 0-2 with a sack fly in this game. All the infielders gathered around two, except for Pablo Reyes, the third baseman, who elected to not participate in the conference. Conference breaks up. McCoy facing a lefty here. He's hit two home runs this season. Had 21 last year. What a time this would be for one. Williams is ready. The runners have their leads. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. One and oh the count. Next pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 pitch, swung on and bounced foul. McCoy just tipping that pitch with his bat. Two and one, the count. And the pitch is outside. 3-1. Rainiers will take a walk. Why not? That would load him up for Nottingham. Three-one pitch on its way. Called a strike, a fastball on the outer edge. Full count now, 3-2. Shiner at second, Deloach at first with one out. Three balls, two strikes to Mason McCoy. Rainier's trailing 8-5 here in the eighth inning. And bluffing a pickoff move to second base is Williams, but no throw over. Little breeze is picked up, blowing out towards right field. Here comes the 3-2 from Williams now. And it's swung on and hit in the air to right center, shallow. Coming in is the right fielder Brooks, and he makes the catch, and the runners have to hold. And that's the second out of the inning. McCoy flies out to the right fielder. Two down, and now Jacob Nottingham is the hitter. Nottingham, 1-for-3 with a solo homer in the fifth. You know, he hit two home runs on Wednesday at home against El Paso. Two homers in one game. If he's going to do it again tonight, he's going to do it against a different pitcher. Fran Reardon, the manager of the Aviators, is making a move and bringing in a right-hander to face Nottingham. So we've got a break in the action for this pitching change. We're at the top of the eighth. Two on, two out. It's Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 5.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We're in the top of the eighth inning with two outs. The Rainiers trail Las Vegas 8-5, but they have the tying run at the plate with two men on base. It's Jacob Nottingham. Las Vegas has brought in right-hander Billy Sullivan, who got the save last night, faced just one hitter with the tying runner at first base and two outs in the ninth. Yesterday, he struck out Mason McCoy to end the game. Sullivan's a hard thrower who has been wild. In eight innings, he's allowed only two hits. He's hard to hit, but he's walked 10 and struck out 10. Nottingham stands in, 1-for-3 with a homer tonight. Shiner at second, Deloach at first, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming to Nottingham, and there's a fastball called a strike. Count's now 1-1. And this pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Right here's open for a big hit here from Nottingham. Sullivan is set. And the pitch is a breaking ball that is called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Looked like a curve there from Sullivan. Now the 2-2 is coming. And it's way outside with a fastball at 97 on the gun. Full count, 3-2. Well, a walk would load him up for Cesar Hernandez. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The runners will be off with the pitch. Nottingham calls time. Steps out for a moment. Now here comes the 3-2 with the runners going, and it's a swing and a foul back. 96-mile-per-hour heater, and Nottingham fouled it straight back. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the runners go again. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Nottingham is struck out and the inning is over. Right ears get just the one run here at the top of the eighth inning on one hit. There were no errors. Two runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 5.
This far into rush hour traffic, most people would have rage accelerated at least once. But not you, Lacey, no hard accelerations ever, Johnson. Because you are a safe driver. And like most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So if your hula dancing dashboard doll thinks you're going to hard accelerate because you're running late, then your hula dancing dashboard doll doesn't know. Lacey, no hard accelerations ever, Johnson. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or for all agents.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning on this Thursday night in Las Vegas, and the Aviators lead the Red Ears 8-5. Ryder Ryan is going to begin a second inning of relief work. Top of the order coming up for Vegas. Nick Allen, J.J. Blade, and Trenton Brooks. Allen's been a problem tonight, 3-for-4 in the leadoff spot, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch. There's strike one. Allen has a single and two doubles in this one. Ryder Ryan is set, and his pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-2 now. Oh, 2 coming. And the pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 is inside, 2-2. Ryan coming down and in with a sinker, and Allen didn't chase it. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's a little bit high. Full count. Here comes the payoff. Outside, ball four, and Allen reaches for his fourth time today. Fourth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. Allen heads down to first base. And now J.J. Blade will be the batter. He's one for three with a single and a walk. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Runner takes off, pitch is swung on and grounded to second base. Hernandez has only one play because the runner was in motion, and he throws out Blade at first. Allen advances to second with one out for Trenton Brooks. Brooks struck out looking in the sixth when Rob Kaminsky got him. That was his only plate appearance in this game as he substituted for the rehabilitating major leaguer Ramon Laureano. Now Ryan is set. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike one. Now time called. Owen won the count to Brooks. Ryder Ryan checks the runner at second. His pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-1. Ryan from Huntersville, North Carolina. Here's his 1-1 pitch on its way. No, a bluff towards second, but no throw over there. Ryan got drafted out of high school by Cleveland, but decided to play college baseball at the University of North Carolina. Here's a swing and a grounder, foul, first base side. 1-2 to Brooks. Ryder Ryan has a brother, River Ryan, in the Dodgers system, also a right-handed pitcher. Next pitch inside for a ball. 2-2 to Brooks. Two-two delivery on its way. And it swung on and hit in the air down the left field line. Back goes Shiner into foul ground, and he makes a nice running catch for the second out of the inning. Jake Shiner in foul territory, moving parallel to the chalk line down the line, and made the catch with his back to home plate. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. And now Cody Thomas is the batter. Thomas one for three with a single, a sac fly, and an RBI. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left. Back is Marlowe at the fence, and it's off the wall. Scoring easily is Allen, and in at second base with an opposite field double and an RBI is Cody Thomas. Vegas adds on, and it is 9-5 Aviators. So Cody Thomas with the RBI double. Now Yoel Pozo will hit. Pozo and Ryan were teammates and battery mates last year at Round Rock. Ryan's pitch to Pozo is swung on and bounced foul. There's strike one. Ryan comes set. 0-1 pitch is high for a ball. Rolled away from Nottingham for a moment. One pitch, swung on and skied to center. Trammell's lining it up and moving towards right center, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Vegas adds on, scoring a run on one hit, their 17th hit of the game. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We go to the ninth. The Raiders need a rally. It is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 5.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 5. Rainiers are going to try to rally here. Cesar Hernandez, Taylor Trammell, and Cade Marlowe due up, all of whom will bat left-handed against the right-hander Billy Sullivan, who came in with two outs in the eighth and struck out Nottingham to end that inning. And he's pitching back-to-back days. He was in there last night as well. His pitch to Cesar Hernandez is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. The A's are one of the teams that allows their AAA relievers to pitch back-to-back games because they do that in the majors. The Mariners do not do that. Different philosophy. 0-1 pitch is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Hernandez. And the pitch swung on and bounced foul. Hernandez has not reached base today, 0 for 3. Three strikeouts. been unlike him tonight. This is not the guy we've seen for the last 3 weeks. Trying to salvage his day, but here he is behind the count 0-2 again. And Sullivan's pitch swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Still 0-2 to Cesar Hernandez. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Hernandez has struck out. Well, one away in the ninth. And now Trammell will hit. Trammell's 1-for-4 with a single. The Red Deers with only 6 hits tonight. And Vegas has kept the walks in check. They've walked 4. Trammell grounds one up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field, and he has his second hit of the game, and the Rainiers have a man on in the ninth. So Taylor Trammell singles up the middle. He's 2-for-5 now. And Cade Marlowe will bat. He's 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. Rainiers trying to come back in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike one. Former Rainiers manager Pat Listach was the first person I heard say PCL, you know what that stands for, right? Potential Comeback League. 0-1 pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Certainly was last night for Vegas, and the Rainiers trying to return the favor tonight. They got to string together some hits, though. Now the next pitch to Marlowe, outside. 1-ball, 1-strike. They're not holding Trammell on at first. The first baseman, McCann, is playing behind him. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the third baseline, and the count moves to 2-2 to Cade Marlowe. Corrected count. The scoreboard is stuck a couple of pitches ago. So 2 balls, 2 strikes to Marlowe. And there goes Trammell. The pitch is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. Marlowe strikes out. Trammell taking second. That's going to be defensive indifference.
Number 21.
Well, the Rainiers are down to their last out.
Hummel.
Cooper Hummel is the batter. 9-5 Vegas, 2 outs in the ninth. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. Or pardon me, that's the first pitch. 1-0 the count. The scoreboard is still frozen on 0-1. I got to stop looking at it. 1-ball, no strikes to Cooper Hummel. Next pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. If Hummel can reach and Ford can reach, Shiner would come up representing the tying run. Next pitch coming to Cooper Hummel, the 2-0. And it swung on and fouled out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Rainiers lost yesterday. And they have not lost back-to-back games in a while since the Round Rock series, April 13th and 14th. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even 2-2, and the Rainiers are down to their last strike. Two balls, two strikes, 2 outs in the ninth. Sullivan's pitch is outside, ball three. 98 mile per hour heater. So full count to Hummel. Three balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Sullivan is ready. And now time called. He steps off the rubber for a moment. Now here we go. The 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four, and Hummel takes the walk. And the Red Ears aren't done yet. In fact, one more base runner would bring the tying run to the plate. Mike Ford has to reach for that to happen. He is 2-for-3 in this game with a single, a walk, and a homer. He has scored twice and driven in two. The pitch from Sullivan is outside for a ball, 1-0. Shiner is on deck. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss and a fastball, and the count's even, 1-1. Two on, two out in the ninth. It's Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 5. Now Sullivan with a 1-1 pitch, and it is high, ball two. Pozo had to rise out of his crouch and reach up and spear that pitch. 98-mile-per-hour fastball. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch swung on, grounded into right field. A base hit. Coming to third is Trammell. They'll send him home. Going all the way to third is Hummel. It's an RBI single for Mike Ford. It's 9-6. And the Rainiers are indeed getting the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning. An RBI single for Ford, who is now 3-for-4 with three runs batted in today. Brian Corey, the pitching coach, goes to the mound to talk to Sullivan while the Aviators start warming up another pitcher. Shiner yesterday hit two homers and drove in six. Today, he's 1-for-3 with an RBI single his last time up, and he's also drawn a walk today. Shiner's eight homers is tied with Brian O'Keefe for second in the league, also tied with Nolan Jones of Albuquerque. Joe Adell of Salt Lake, still the league leader with 10. Shiner takes some practice cuts as the conference on the mound has come to an end. Runners at first and third with two outs. The tying run in the batter's box. Shiner taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Billy Sullivan. Hard throwing righty of the pitch is a breaking ball up and in, ball one. Now in the on deck circle is Zach Deloach. 1-0 the count to Shiner. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. And the count's even, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Shiner looking for something to drive. And the pitch is inside. Rainiers have started warming up a reliever in case there's a bottom of the ninth. Each team with bullpen activity going on. Two balls and a strike to Shiner. And the pitch. High, ball three. A walk would put the tying runner on base. And bring up Deloach. Probably also be the end of Sullivan. Here's his 3-1 pitch on its way to Shiner. And it is a called strike on the outside edge. 96 on the gun. Catching the black. And the count is full, 3-2. So Ford will be on the move with a pitch from first. Hummel leading from third. Two outs in the ninth. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on and hit in the air down the right field line. Not deep. Slicing foul and out of play in the seats. The right fielder, Brooks, went over. Was close to it, but it just did land out of reach in the seats. So we'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. Shiner takes his time heading back towards the batter's box after the foul ball. Now he steps back into the box and looks out towards Billy Sullivan, who's ready. And here we go again. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and tapped on the ground towards short. Nick Allen boots it, and everyone's going to be safe. Hummel scores. Ford is safe at second, and Shiner's on at first. It's now a 9-7 ball game. The pitch jammed Shiner. It was down and in, and he got jammed. He hit a tapper with English on it towards short. Nick Allen's a really good shortstop. He charged it, fielded it, and was trying to pick it up and throw it to first very quickly, and he never really got a handle on it, and it bounced away, and Shiner reached. And now the manager, Fran Reardon's on his way to the mound, and he's going to bring in a fresh arm to face Zach Deloach with the tying runners on base and two outs in the top of the ninth inning. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change. With two away, the Rainiers are making it interesting in the ninth. It is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 7.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
We're in the ninth. The Rainiers are down to their last out, but they've scored two runs. It is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 7. And the Red Ears have the tying runners on base. The runner at second is Mike Ford. The runner at first is the tying runner, Jake Shiner. Zach Deloach, left-hand hitter, coming to the plate. Las Vegas has brought in veteran right-hander Spencer Patton, who is 1-0 and has allowed three runs in six innings for Vegas this year, a 4.5 ERA. No walks, nine strikeouts for Patton this year. And he pitched on Tuesday, worked two innings, and the Rainiers scored two runs off him. The pitch to Deloach is inside for a ball, 1-0. Brian O'Keefe homered off of him on Tuesday. Deloach did face him on Tuesday and flied out to center. 1-0 the count to Deloach. Outfield straightaway and deep. And the pitch is taken for a strike. And the count's 1-1. Deloach hitless today. He did walk his last time up. Rainiers entered this inning down four. They've cut it to two. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Patton. And it's a check swing on a pitch inside. Did he hold up in time? Yes, he did, says third base umpire Tom West on appeal. Fans don't like it. Two balls, one strike to Deloach. Shortstop Allen shaded up the middle, opening up the left side of the infield. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul on the ground on the first base side, and it's 2-2. Ball Shiner hit before the break that brought in run number 7 was ruled an error on the shortstop, Nick Allen. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Runners with their leads. The pitch is outside, ball 3. Patton threw a slider away. Full count. Mason McCoy is on deck for the Rainiers. Runners will be off with the pitch, which matters with that tying runner at first. The 3-2, there they go, and it is outside, ball 4. Deloach walks, so Ford takes third. Shiner, the tying runner, is now in scoring position at second. And Deloach, the go-ahead runner, is at first.
The shortstop, number 4, Mason McCoy.
Mason McCoy will have a chance. The Rainiers have Festa warming up in the pen in case a pitcher is needed in the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded, 2 outs. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 1. McCoy a little behind a fastball there. He was looking slider. No balls, 1 strike to Mason McCoy. Outfield plays him straight away, as does the infield, except Reyes at third is guarding the line. Now the 0-1. Check swing foul. And that leaves McCoy behind at the count 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the ninth. McCoy staring out towards Spencer Patton, who comes set. The 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a fastball, and that does it for Tacoma tonight. Vegas wins it 9-7, the final score. They've won back-to-back games and have taken a 2-1 lead in this 6-game series, which will continue tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Right here's threatened in the ninth. They got 2, and they had the tying and go-ahead runners on base, but Vegas hangs on and wins it with Patton getting the save. We'll recap tonight's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, Vegas takes this one 9-7, the final score over Tacoma. Las Vegas took the lead in the second inning and hung on all night. The Raiders had a lot of fight in them tonight and tried to mount a comeback in the ninth. Unable to complete the job, though. They entered the ninth down 4, scored 2, loaded up the bases, but ended up dropping the ball game 9-7, the final score. Well, Tacoma did take the lead in the first against Vegas starter Zach Neal. Cade Marlowe hit a one-out double to right field, and then with two outs, Mike Ford hit a line drive homer to right field, his seventh of the year. Just did clear the top of the wall. Was hit very hard, but not very high, yet high enough, and it got out of here, and the Raiders were up 2-0, but that lead was very short-lived. Vegas scored 2 in the bottom of the first against Jose Rodriguez. A leadoff double from Nick Allen, J.J. Blade, an RBI single, a base hit from the rehabbing Ramon Laureano, sending Blade to third, and then a sack fly hit by Cody Thomas made it 2-2. But then Rodriguez got a double play ball, and that was his friend today on a day in which he allowed a lot of hits and there was a ton of traffic. He was able to get double play grounders to prevent a disaster from occurring. In the second inning, Rodriguez issued a one-out walk to Geloff, and then Kyle McCann tripled the right center, scoring Geloff, making it 3-2 Vegas. In the third, Vegas put runners at the corners with one out, and Rodriguez got a double play ball. In the fourth, Vegas added to its lead. Reyes hit a leadoff single. Geloff tripled to center field, bringing in a run. That made it 4-2. And then Kyle McCann singled him in to make it 5-2. And then Rodriguez got another double play ball, and he got a fourth one in the fifth inning. But then later in that inning, Geloff had an RBI single. Raiders also scored in the top of the fifth inning on Jacob Nottingham's third homer of the year, a drive to left off the reliever Aaron Wilkerson. At the end of five, it was 6-3 Vegas. Raiders in the sixth got a run when Mike Ford hit a leadoff single. Shiner drew a walk. A flyout moved Ford to third, and he scored on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Mason McCoy to make it 6-4. Big hit came in the bottom of the seventh with Ryder Ryan on the mound for the Red Ears. Reyes had tripled with one out, and then Zach Geloff, the player of the game for Vegas, hit a two-run homer to right center, his first of the year, and they were ahead 8-4. Geloff was 3-for-3 with a single, a triple, a homer. He walked, he scored 3 runs, and drove in 4. And that was in the number 7 spot in the Aviators lineup. So that 2-run shot in the seventh made it 8-4. Or 8-4. Raiders scored in the eighth inning, an RBI single by Jake Shiner, making it 8-5. But Vegas got a 2-out RBI double from Cody Thomas in the bottom of the eighth to take a 9-5 lead. The Raiders knew they needed to string things together in the ninth. A 1-out single by Trammell got things started. With 2 outs, Cooper Hummel walked. Then Mike Ford singled to right, bringing in Trammell. That made it 9-6. Then Shiner hit a ball to short that was booted by Nick Allen for an error, and Hummel scored. That made it 9-7. Spencer Patton came in to face DeLoach, walked him, loading the bases. Now the tying runner was in scoring position. Go-ahead runner on base, but Patton was able to strike out Mason McCoy to end the ballgame, and Vegas hung on and won it 9-7. Final totals for Las Vegas, 9 runs, 17 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 on base. Tacoma, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors, left 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Wilkerson. He's 1-0, saved to Patton his first. Jose Rodriguez takes the loss. He is 1-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 46 minutes. The attendance, 8,087. Las Vegas now with a record of 11 wins and 13 losses. Tacoma falls to 13 wins and 10 losses. Game 4 of the 6-game series is tomorrow at 7:05. Darren McCackett on the mound for the Red Ears against Colin Palouse for Las Vegas. We'll be on the air with a pregame starting at 6:55. Vegas wins it 9-7 the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Las Vegas defeats DeKalb 9-7. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners had a great pitching performance today from George Kirby, but they didn't score any runs, and they lost to the Phillies 1-0. Kirby went the distance, a complete game on the road in a losing cause. He went 8 innings, allowed 1 run, threw only 89 pitches, but no O. The Mariners had just 3 hits, 2 of them by Tom Murphy. Got shut out by Matt Strom and the Phillies bullpen. Cody Clemens, RBI single in the second inning, the only run of the game. Phillies take 2 out of 3 from the Mariners, whose road trip continues to Toronto now. Other games today in the American League, Shohei Ohtani pitched, went 6 innings, got the win because at the plate he had a single, a double, a triple, scored 2 runs, and drove in another. Angels beat the A's 8-7. The Orioles scored 5 runs in the 7th. Anthony Santander with a 2-run homer, and they defeat Detroit 7-4. Joey Ortiz called up from AAA Norfolk, 3 runs batted in his Major League debut for the Orioles today. Tampa Bay swatted the White Sox 14-5. Isak Paredes with a career-high 5 runs batted in. The White Sox are reeling. They have lost 8 in a row. The Twins beat the Royals 7-1. Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa hit back-to-back homers off Zach Greinke. Twins cruising to the win. And the Yankees pick up a 4-2 win at Texas. Garrett Cole pitched into the 7th inning and got the win. He's now 5-0 on the year. National League, big comeback for the Fish. The Marlins were trailing the Braves in Atlanta 4-0 going to the top of the 9th. Miami scored 5 runs and won the game 5-4. Garrett Cooper had the 2-out, 2-run double that proved to be the game winner. Pirates beat the Dodgers 6-2 and win that series 2-1. Mitch Keller struck out 10 over 6 innings, allowing just 2 runs. The Cubs knock out the Padres 5-2 as Nelson Velazquez and Eric Hosmer, also Dansby Swanson, hit homers. They had 3 homers today at Wrigley. Cardinals shut out San Francisco at San Francisco 6-0. Miles Michaelis goes 6 1/3 scoreless innings and picks up the win. And the Mets' Jeff McNeil hit a go-ahead RBI triple at the bottom of the 8th, and they hang on and beat the Washington Nationals 9-8. The Nats' young shortstop C.J. Abrams hit a grand slam in that game. That's it. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Las Vegas, the Aviators beat the Raiders 9-7. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, Vegas beats Tacoma 9-7 tonight. Las Vegas had 17 hits today after 23 hits yesterday. That's 40 hits in 2 games. That's a lot of hits. The Rainiers really were fortunate to limit them to 9 runs on 17 hits because there were also 4 walks in there. That's 21 base runners right there. They hit 3 triples, Vegas did. And 8 of their 17 hits went for extra bases. The only reason this wasn't a real lopsided game was because the Tacoma infield turned 4 double plays today and kept it in striking distance. And the Rainiers were in striking distance and rallied in the ninth. They showed some heart. They certainly didn't quit and ended up losing 9-7, but had the tying and go-ahead runners on base when the final out was made. Only 8 hits for the Rainiers today. We look for that to pick up tomorrow in Game 4 of this series. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. First place, Oklahoma City swept a doubleheader from Sacramento. They were making up a rainout from yesterday. 5-2 in the first game, 1-0 in the second. Oklahoma City is now 18-6. Rainiers are now 4.5 games behind them. Round Rock in second place is now 2.5 games back because they lost to Albuquerque 8-3. El Paso took down Salt Lake 8-7. That was a walk-off home run in that one for El Paso. And then there's the Reno game. We'll let this sit here for now. I'll talk about it tomorrow during when we do the PCL roundup. Reno beat Sugar Land tonight 24-2. All right, tomorrow the Rainiers face Las Vegas here in Las Vegas at 7:05 p.m. Darren McCacken starts for the Rainiers against Colin Palouse, who started on Tuesday and got knocked out in the first inning. They bumped him up in the rotation to go today since he didn't pitch much on Tuesday. And we'll see if the Rainiers can knock him around again. It'll actually be kind of interesting to see how he bounces it back from that. I'm curious. McCacken threw really well in his last start, had 10 strikeouts. So should be a good one tomorrow at 7:05. We'll start the pregame show rolling at 6:55 right here on this stream. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark. Once again, our final score tonight, Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 7. Have a great night.